Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Greetings and welcome to the very latest edition of Folk Scene with me, Mike Brocken, here on MinervaRadio.uk, brought to you by Caldi Media. November 24 has been a very busy month for brand new releases from artists personally not known to us here at Minerva Radio, and some, of course, that we do know. So I thought that we, as the festive season now approaches at speed, it might be a good idea to present a selection of new titles for your delectation and interest. So without further ado, let's hear a brand new single from a band I had great pleasure in playing on several occasions during my tenure doing Folk Scene on BBC Radio Merseyside. A smashing bit of Americana, this, from our old friends the Jaywalkers, appropriately enough entitled The Radio. Lovely stuff. That's great, that. The Jaywalkers from their forthcoming album. Actually, their fifth album, I think, and it's due for release in February next year. That's Jaywalkers, cracking three-piece UK-Americana band. and a little slice of magic called the radio, saying I've never been played on radio. Well, you have in the past, actually, you know, but there we go. There's also a music video, actually, to accompany the release, which is really good, and you can see that on YouTube and the band's social media pages as well. And the Jaywalkers, if you don't know them, it's Jay Bradbury, vocals and fiddle, and Mike Gavin mandolin, and Lucille Williams, who plays a cracking slap bass as well. And if you've seen them live anyway, you don't really need to tell me, for me to tell you how good they are. They're a blisteringly good live act. Really, really good. The radio from the Jaywalkers, brand new single now, an album to come next year. Right now, next up, a genuine candidate, I think, for Folk Scene's Album of the Year. The album is entitled Folkmosis, and it's from Scots singer-songwriter Beth Malcolm. The project was born out of a New Voices commission for Celtic Connections. It shows you how that works. Celtic Connections does so much stuff up in north of the border, don't they? And it displays how different life experiences for Beth can thread together to give us something approaching, I suppose, an epiphany about what really matters to us. Now, the album Folkmosis is told in three acts. And the album turns through a kind of a shift in soundscape of genres and spoken word, some traditional music and some new self-composed songs, all amazing. The result is a very, very eclectic modern folk sound. Lovely exploration of what it means to belong to people and just great music. This is just brilliant. And I'm going to run, well, my producer Ian has run two tracks together for you. First, spoken word, followed by a lovely piece of folk music. This is Beth Malcolm.
We bairns all go through an indoctrination of sorts. I was born to two folkies in the late 90s. By the time I could speak, my education in the traditional music of Scotland was well underway. I spent much of my childhood in the back seat, driving through a songbook from Perth to the red fields of Angus to sing with my granny, who grew up in the bonny high hills in Glenartney. I sat helplessly in the way of music, and like a little folky sponge, I drank it all in. Folk songs translates as songs of the folk, songs of the people. In all corners of the world, these folk songs speak of the joys and sorrows of humankind. Sung to the bairns at bedtime, or at work in the paddy fields, or in moonlit song circles in the desert, their messages stand the test of time. And there are many recurrent themes. Pacifism, a yearning to live free like the grey-legged geese, the importance of togetherness against greed, and our right to roam and ramble through this wild land. The folk songs of Scotland were written, sung, and passed down on the carrying stream long before they got to me. I never sat down to learn them. Yet their messages had a profound effect on my worldview, and they seeped into my consciousness with no effort on my part.
Blind will it.
isn't that amazing? That's absolutely superb. Aberdeen Angus Bourne, spoken word piece, and Meet Me by the Gore Tree from Beth Malcolm from her album Folk Moses. Wonderful stuff. Effectively, two individual Beth Malcolm tracks that have been very cleverly put together by Minerva Radio producer Ian Beecham. I suppose you could say he's woven them together for your appreciation. Oh, you're very welcome. It's really good stuff, that. And it's just a brilliant album. Aberdeen Angus Bourne being the narrative, of course. An Irish song written by Tommy Peoples, of course, Meet Me by the Gore Tree, or known as Gore Tree as well. So we'll have more from Beth Malcolm's amazing Folk Moses album a little later on. Meanwhile, not a new release this time, but a good example of the excellence of Sanders and Savage in concert. I was extolling the virtues of the duo in recent programmes, and I always do that with them. They're my favourites, after seeing them live at the Bury Met. So I thought you might like to hear pretty much what I heard that night in November, Sanders and Savage live. So this is from their CD New Moon Sessions Volume 1, which came out, I think, about 2018, maybe. It's available on their website and at gigs, and I do recommend it most sincerely. This is their version of the traditional Unquiet Grave.
With life, my love, till the earth.
Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage. Fantastic, fantastic interpretation of the traditional Unquiet Grave, which was probably, believe it or not, originally collected in 1868 by the Harvard scholar Francis James Child, the American scholar. Probably didn't collect any music with it, which actually is a good thing in many respects. I mean, Child was interested in the language, really. He was an English literature scholar, primarily. So people can kind of do their own thing on it, can't they, musically? It's great. And it's Child Ballad number 78, and Steve Roud's number is number 55. It's Roud, 51, I beg your pardon. It's just a brilliant, brilliant version of Quiet Grave, live by Sanders and Savage. And that's the kind of quality we were treated to at Bury Met a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic. What a great folk scene we've got. It's just brilliant acoustic music, isn't it? No, that's it, really. Okay, let's have a new track now for an album to be released in December on Grimden Records. It's from the duo Helen Gentile and Lewis Wood. Now, Helen and Lewis have been playing together for several years now, but this, I believe, is their first studio album. And it's entitled Violet Sky, which is a nice title, isn't it? The album features both traditional and original compositions in what might be described as their kind of trademark, stripped-back style of playing. Interesting for us as well is that Alex Garden of Taran, and of course their album is another favourite folk scenes album of the year, isn't it? You know, really is, isn't it? Alex recorded Gentile and Wood in Bristol earlier this year. And it's just got a lovely feel to the whole thing. So check this one out. So this is Helen Gentile and Lewis Wood, and a tune written by their friend and colleague Will Allen called Tombe Gris. Thank you. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Isn't that nice? Real dance music, that is, isn't it? Probably from the early 19th or maybe even late 18th century. That's Helen Gentile and Lewis Wood with Will Allen's Temps Gris. So it's after the fashion of that particular period. Can you imagine a beret being danced to that? Can you? From their new album, produced by Alex Garden, due for release this month in December, entitled Violet Sky. And it's released on Grimden Records, home of Cohen, Braithwaite, Kilcoyne and Granny's Attic. Cohen's also a contender for Album of the Year, isn't it? Now, Helen and Lewis, anyway, have a tour to follow in the spring. Be nice to catch up with them. I've seen them. I can't remember where it might. It might have been when I was down in Bristol, possibly in Bristol. Anyway, to go a little bit further, singer-songwriter Luke Jackson's just released his latest collection of songs entitled Bloom. And this is an album a little like Beth Malcolm's, which is a kind of a testament to personal and musical growth, really. Luke enjoyed a very good tour only recently supporting Jules Holland. By all accounts, he went down very, very well. So have a little listen to this. Luke Jackson from his brand new album, Bloom, and Ruler of Nothing.
Another night was wasted on my memory. They were right there at the door, but I could not ignore them calling out my name. Like a fire in the wind, it starts to burn down anything that it pleases. Do you stand in the ashes, watching something you can't explain? Once I was king of it all, but I caused my own castle to fall. Never know how lucky you are, you're the ruler of nothing. But I tried to keep you full, promises that I would feed to you, until I saw beneath my charm, charged your arm, and you exposed all of my misleading. Now at my best, I'm nothing more than some itch you can ignore and pay no mind to. But at my worst, I am a curse. I will destroy all that you love, and for no reason. Once I was king of it all, but I caused my own castle to fall. Never know how lucky you are, till you're the ruler of nothing. It was an what I'd done, and I went and I just denied all shame. But a seed of doubt was in my mind, and it grew over time till it consumed me. Till I had nothing left to lose and nothing left to gain. I'm not afraid to die.
great voice, Lou Jackson, as well. Good material, too. Never one to be pigeonholed, I think. That's Lou Jackson, anyway, and Ruler of Nothing from his brand new album, right out now as I speak. And the album is called Bloom. And you can check it out, actually, on Burnham's excellent online shop, B-I-R-N-A-M. Burnham are a really good one-stop shop for traditional music and folk and singer-songwriter stuff. If you have a look at their burnhamcdshop.com, there's some great stuff up there. You'll end up buying a few, actually, I'm pretty sure. Well, I mean, you can find it on Amazon, of course, as well. That's Luke Jackson and Ruler of Nothing from the album Bloom. Okay, let's have another selection from Beth Malcolm's new release, Folkmosis. This time, Beth treats us to a song that wouldn't be out of place on a Norah Jones album. Now, this is her own song called Little Lows.
Little lows, my little lows, they lie with me as I toss and turn in my head. The little lows, my little lows, they lie with me as I toss and turn. Lows of mine, have you shown me to these little lows of mine? How you show me to these little lows of mine? Have you show me to face the dawn in time? These little lows, my little lows. Play with me as I toss and turn my head. These little lows, my little lows, they sing to me as I toss and turn my bed. These little lows of
bye.
isn't it? Lovely stuff. We felt sure there's a Fender Rhodes in there somewhere, or something that sounds very like a Fender Rhodes. Really, really interesting. That's Perth Lassie. I love Perth. You're like, I love Perth. I spent many happy years going up to Perth to external examine the University of Highlands and Islands, the music degree there. They're absolutely wonderful students, fantastic staff up there. That's memories for me. Beth is now based in Glasgow. Beth Malcolm from her amazing recording, Folkmosis, which is out now. And actually, you know, the album will soon be the basis of a bit of a folk theatre because it's going to be performed live at Perth Theatre on the 30th and 31st of January next year. So that'll be good, won't it? I think Beth will also be playing Celtic Connections after that and embarking on a tour in spring. So let's hope she comes down to England, you know. Do you fancy coming down this way? We'd like to see all of this on the stage. Fantastic. A bit more from Beth a little later on as well. Meanwhile, Boo Hoodine and Brooks Williams, a.k.a. State of the Union, are back with us with a brand new album entitled Paper Tigers, which is literally just this minute being released, really. It's their fourth as a duo and proceeds a February 25 tour. It's starting in Montrose up north of the border because I think Boo lives up that way these days, I think. In our area of the northwest of England and North Wales, they're coming to, the nearest to North Wales is Barnoldswick, up Holland, and, Bolton. Yeah, that's right. They're going to one of those smaller theatres in Bolton. So at least three opportunities to see State of the Union. And I know they have many fans in our area. I played quite a lot of their stuff on BBC Radio Merseyside in the past. So let's hear a new, yet unmistakably classic State of the Union song. The title track of this brand new release, Paper Tigers.
Paper tigers.
the last note needed to go in there, didn't it? That's Uhudin and Brooks Williams, a.k.a. State of the Union, and Paper Tigers, title track from the new album. And it's out now, and it's out on Reveal Records, so you can find it, good label Reveal. And, of course, look out for the February 25 tour. They are coming over to the northwest of England for at least three dates, because these dates can be expanded as the tour goes on too. Speaking of parts of England, next up a trio from Bristol about whom I previously knew absolutely nothing, actually, which is always quite refreshing in many respects. But they've just released an interesting album via their own community label called Cuculi, C-U-C-U-L-I. They're called Hands of the Heron, who consist of Beck Garthwaite, Beth Roberts and Claire Vine. And since about 2017, I think, they've been a central core of a songwriting community in Bristol. And they go under the name of Hands of the Heron, as does the community. Hands of the Heron, though, are now officially the trio. And their album, Quiet Light, is, I think, possibly their third collection of songs. And it's quite interesting throughout and has some very, very fascinating subject matters and styles as well. So it's a really interesting album. So let's have a listen to it. Bristol bass, Hands of the Hero, and I've picked the track Witch Waters.
Whatever its shape, how cruel its name, I'll let it escape so we can know which waters are rising. I have been alone, whispering please to the heard drone of faraway seas, so I could know which waters are rising. They hear every desperate song,
so we can know which waters are rising.
Interesting, isn't it? Really interesting. Excellent, really ethereal material there from the trio Hands of the Heron, Bristol group. And that's Witch Waters from their brand new album Quiet Light, which is out now on Kukuli Records. That's their community-based label down in Bristol. Tap into your search engine, tried it before, kukulirecords.com, all one word, and there you go, you're in. So that's an easy one to find. Really interesting stuff. Had a really great album sent to me about a fortnight ago, In the Real World, which is the very latest album from US blues troubadour Eric Bibb. And it follows his 2023 Grammy-nominated Riding, which did so well, didn't it? And also his live album, Live at the Scala Theatre, which was released earlier this year. That did well too. And Eric Bibb fans won't be disappointed in this one. And if you've ever never previously encountered Eric, you're in for a treat. He's had a career of about 5 decades, 3 Grammy nominations, numerous Blues Foundation awards. I mean, he must have a shelf full of them, you know, just overloaded. And a little like his dad before him, Eric Bibb is a legendary blues and roots figure, you know, really based in that Greenwich Village era of American folk and blues. And this new release, it doesn't pull any punches as usual, and without doubt, the real storytelling collection. And it sits in both the blues and the roots relationships that are so prominent these days. Very good musicianship and the rest of it. Got lots of charm to it. So take a listen to this one. Eric Bibb from the brand new album, the opening track from In the Real World, which is Take the Stage.
Looking at a new view on a new day, walking up a new road, wearing new clothes, telling everybody, everybody I meet, brother, I'm ready, sister, I'm headed home. Thinking about this old world crumbling and a stumbling with age, and the new world waiting in the wings, ready to take the stage. Thinking about the fires burning all around, the fear and anger in our hearts, burning our home down. So many dying,
so many dying
of thirst. Love is the water we all need right now. Thinking about this old world crumbling and stumbling with age, and the new world waiting in the wings, ready to take the stage. Oh yeah. Looking at a new sky, a new dawn, walking up a new road, wearing new shoes, everybody,
telling everybody,
everybody I meet. Brother, we're ready. Sister, we've paid our dues. Thinking about this old world, crumbling and a stumbling age, and the new world waiting in the wings, ready to take the stage. Thinking about the fires burning all around, knowing it's the fear and anger in our hearts burning our home down. So many dying,
so many dying
of thirst. Love is the water we all need right now. Thinking about this old world crumbling in a stumbling day, and the new world waiting in the wings, ready to take the stage. Ready.
Eric Bibb, could only be Eric Bibb, and that's Take the Stage, the opening track actually from his album In the Real World, which is just this minute being released. You can't beat a bit of Eric Bibb, can you? Excellent. Equally, North Wales-based singer-songwriter Eve Goodman has finally released what is regarded as a long-awaited debut album, Summer Sun and Winter Trees, and she's got a compelling sort of collection of songs, you know, that really interesting personal songs. And the album has been self-released, but it's already enjoying, I think, quite a lot of airplay. And I've really loved it at home. So I thought that this show was a perfect platform to include one of Eve's songs. So this is Eve Goodman, North Wales artist. And the track is called Burn, and it's from her album Summer Sun, Winter Trees, a debut album. Look out for it if you can. Have a little listen to this.
A long corridor of this place, I'll find you there. A sense of guilt, twisting spiral stair, curling round on itself, in on itself. I'm in by myself, ahead of myself, beside myself. things that make me burn, and the flames will turn in on themselves, consume themselves. And the mist rolls into the mountain, circled around before diving, like a beautiful bird of prey, locked on the notion of dying, feeling it fall away. Feeling it fall.
Very hypnotic as well. Eve Goodman, North Wales-based artist Eve Goodman, and the song Burn from her debut album Summer Sun and Winter Trees. And Eve has just, only just, played an album launch show at the A Cappella Studios, actually, back on the 25th of November. And you can follow Eve at evegoodman.co.uk. She's really one to watch, I would say. Really one to watch. Time now for our third Beth Malcolm selection from her superb themed concept release, Folkmosis, where Beth tells us about her return to traditional music, the traditional music of her family, and how it became seminal in her own artistic transformation. So let's hear what I think is just a great love song in many respects from this amazing suite of song and spoken word. This is Beth Malcolm's own Rolling Stone.
Give it to you, I'll tear it in two. Here is a life, here is my life, and I'll give it to you, I'll break it in two. And I always thought love slow. I never needed a home. I always thought I'd be a rolling stone. I always thought I'd be a rolling stone. Here is a mind, here is my mind. the more I've come to know. The more I've come to know you, the less I've felt I owed you. So I left my bed on the ocean floor, and to my great surprise, as I washed up in the night, ties they led to the shore.
Dedicated to a person or a tradition, the family? Or is she finally acknowledging herself to be herself? Or all of the above? That's fantastic, isn't it? Beth Malcolm and Rolling Stone from her Folkmosis album, out now. Wonderful stuff, just brilliant. Well, just time for us to go out with another instrumental, I think, from Helen Gentile and Lewis Wood. Thanks very much for listening. This album is entitled Violet Sky, and this is 4:45, and I'll see you very soon.